Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, are you ready to move forward in the Word of God? Because God's Word is true. And we have been given assignments. What is your assignment? My assignment is to preach the Word, be ready in season and out. You never know when you got to pull a word out of your biblical arsenal. You never know when God is going to call you to speak, to give that word of exhortation. You don't know what God's plans are, but we got to walk in his righteousness. We got to walk in his word because God is good. And he's good all the time. And he loves us more than you can imagine. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm blessed to be with you this morning as we move through the Word of God. Because it's true. But I just want to take a minute to tell God, thank you. Thank you, God. For the 49 years you let this man be in my life. And that man was my father-in-law who passed away 1 year ago today. And the one thing about my father-in-law that they knew is I love being in the house of God. And when he left this earth, he left while I was in the house of God. And all I can say is thank you. Because I had that comfort I needed. I had that reassurance that I needed. And I miss him. I miss hearing on my voicemail, Dad calling. But I know that he is in a much better place. He is with my mother-in-law, my husband, and the people he loves. And I pray one day when it's my time, I will see all of their faces again. Because they were all love. And so to my father-in-law, I just want to say thank you. To God, I say thank you. I am blessed. I was blessed to have a fantastic husband and an awesome father-in-law. My husband's passing was a week ago Sunday, 23rd of October. But God would not let me put anything on Facebook and all the tributes and all that stuff. You know, I wanted to, you know, write all these things up, and God said, not today, not today. But I'm like, but not this time. It was hard because I had an awesome husband who achieved a whole lot in his 56 years, who loved God and loved my family, loved us as sons and us. He loved us. And so I just say on today, thank you, God, for who you are, wonderful, great, and mighty. I am blessed beyond measure to know that you are my Father and that you have called me. Follow whatever it is God has called you to do. If it is to preach, preach. If it's to teach, teach. Do your assignment, because the enemy is going to be busy with his. Do yours. Work the work you're called to do. And know that God is with you. Father God in heaven, I come to you this morning with a heart filled with joy to know that absent from the body is in the presence of the Lord. So I know where my father-in-law is on this 1 year birthday. So happy birthday, Daddy. I know you're with God. And so, Father God, I ask you to continue watching over my family, Lord. I thank you for my wife, Abbott Scott. I thank you when I can look up and see that you're with me, that you have never left me, that you have never forsaken me. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father. Let this word touch someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit, that they will ask you, God, Father, what must I do to be saved? Well, Lord God, you are our salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You, Lord, is who we come to when we get on our knees in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for teaching us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, Father God. For you are awesome and mighty, and you are wonderful. And so, Father, I lift up this word, asking that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For, Lord God, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And again, I lift up this word, your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. The word of God, I felt like the word was for me this morning. And it just simply said, preach. 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 But then he says, preach no word. Be ready in season and out of season. Be ready. Have that word ready. Whatever God gives you to do, be ready to do it, because you never know when you will be called. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. And so let's get into our word. Because Jeremiah, he had to preach. He had to prophesy. It was his assignment. And he did it in and out of season. There were folks that hated his prophetic gut, could not stand him, because what he said was the truth. And you hear folks say, and he was a weeping prophet. He wept because he knew what was coming, and it broke him down because people would not listen. It messed with his spirit because he knew he was telling the truth. He was preaching. He was teaching. He was prophesying what he was told by God, and they did not want to hear it. And it broke him down. It breaks your heart when you see folks that did lie. Just like in our last lesson in Jeremiah, you know, well, Jeremiah, tell us what the Lord says that we should do. You know, should we just stay here? or should we go to Egypt? You know, we'll do whatever God said do. Knowing already in their mind they were not going to do what God said do. Already knowing in their mind that they were lying to Jeremiah. And when Jeremiah told them what God said, stay here, plant your treasure. Be protected. He's going to Egypt. And he says, you already knew what you were going to do before you asked me. And then they forced him to go with him. But God's going to protect his prophet. God's going to protect his pastors, his teachers that preach God's word in season and out of season. Are you doing your assignment? If you are an evangelist, are you evangelizing? If you are a prophet, are you prophesying? If you are an apostle, are you building churches? Are you leading elders? Are you holding your pastor up, speaking? Are you ready to preach and teach? What are you doing? And are you doing it for God? Let's get in our word this morning. The prophet Jeremiah is speaking. The apostle Paul is definitely speaking and giving us assignments to be ready in and out of season. So let's get started. Get your Bible, get your Bible. I am coming out of the Childhood Daily Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. I am coming out of the New King James Version. As always, get this Bible. It is worth it for your biblical arsenal. It's Dr. Stanley. I just love you. And again, not paid by In Touch Ministries. I do this and I tell you about this Bible because it has been one of the best study Bibles I have ever had. And I got a lot of them. So I just say thank you. Get this Bible. ChristianBooks.com. Always got a sale going on. You know, go over there. Get this Bible. It's worth it for your biblical arsenal. So let's get in our word. And it says this in Jeremiah chapter 47 through 48, verse 47 is what we will be reading this morning. You want to mark some things up and mark in your Bible where we're going. We'll be in the 119th Psalm in Samech, verses 113 through 120. We will have a proverb, which is Proverbs 28 and 5. Right now, today, word, I tell you that much. And we will be in our last chapter of 2 Timothy. And we will be starting in Titus on tomorrow. So let's get started. Jeremiah chapter 47, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Lord, behold, waters rise out of the north and shall be an overflowing flood. They shall overflow the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell within. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail at the noise of the stampeding hoofs of the strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels. The feathers, the fathers will not look back for their children. Come on now. I'm going to read that again. At the noise of the stampeding hoofs of his strong horse, at the rushing of his chariot, at the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers will not look back for their children, lacking courage. Daddies are going to lead their kids in the midst of a messy war. Not look back. because they're going to lack courage. They're going to be scared and leave their babies. Come on now. We better understand this word may have been sin, but it's also going to be coming up so many times. If you watch the news, you can see this same thing has happened in Ukraine, where children have been left as fathers and mothers have fled. I'm telling you, as the noise of the stamping hoof of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, at the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers will not look back for their children lacking courage. Because of the day that comes to plunder all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper who remains, for the Lord will plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kephathor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of the valley. How long will you cut yourself? Oh, you sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Put yourself up into your favor. Rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord has given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There he has appointed it. Chapter 48 of Jeremiah. Against Moab. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe to Nebo, for it is plundered. Karshathaim is shamed and taken. The high stronghold is shamed and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Hezbollah, they have devised evil against us. Come and let us cut her off as a nation. You also shall be cut down, O madmen. The sword shall pursue you. A voice of crying shall be from Helonim, plundering and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused the cry to be heard. For the extent of looted, they ascend with continual weeping. In the descendants of Aaronim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. For in the descendants of Aaronim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your life, and be like the juniper in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your work and your treasures, you also shall be taken. Kamash shall go forth into captivity. His priests and his princes together, and the plunderer shall come against every city. No one shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Give wings to Moab, that she may flee and get away, for her city shall be desolate without any to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. God is speaking. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully. God don't play Papa Lyon. Those out there preaching a gospel that's not in the word. And God said to me, okay, if it don't line up in the scripture, it's not what God said. We better understand. And curses he who keeps back his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dress, but has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remains in him, and his scent has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I shall send him wine working, who will tip him over and empty his vessel and break the bottle. Moab shall be ashamed of Kishmosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How can you say we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is plundered and gone up from her city. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction comes quickly. Come on him, all you who are around him, and all you who know his name, say how the strong staff is broken, the beautiful rock. O daughter inhabiting Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst. For the plunderer of Moab has come against you. He has destroyed your stronghold, O inhabitant of Ar. Stand by the way and watch. Ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what has happened? Moab is shamefaced. He is broken down. Well, it cries. Tell it in Arnon, and Moab is plundered. That Moab is plundered. The judgment has come on the plain country. Oh, Holon and Jahazah and Meshach and Debon and Nebo and Beth and Deplatham. Oh, Karzahim. Bethlehem, I'm sorry. Karzahim and Beth Galul, Samul and Beth Leon. Oh, Kiriah and Buzah. On all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near, the horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Make him drunk, because he exalted himself against the Lord. Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in derision. But was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you speak of him, you shake your head in scorn. You who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rocks, and be like the dove which makes a nest in the side of the cave mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. His lies have made nothing right. Therefore, I will wail for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. I will mourn for the men of Karhaliz. O vine of Sidma, I will weep for you with the weeping of Jezar. Your plants have gone over the sea. They reach to the sea of Jezar. The plunder has fallen on your summer fruit and your vintage. Joy and gladness are taken from the plentiful fields and from the land of Moab. I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses. No one would tread with joyous shouting, not joyous shouting. From the cry of Hezbon to Elah, and to Gehaz, they have uttered their voice with Zor and Horonim. Like a three-year-old apple, for the waters of Nimrim also shall be desolate. Moreover, says the Lord, I will cause to cease in Moab the one who offers sacrifices in the high places and burns incense to his God. Therefore, my heart shall wail like flutes from Moab, and like fruits, my heart shall well for the men of God. Yay. Therefore, the riches they have acquired have perished. For every head shall be bald and every beard clipped. On all the hands shall be cut and on the loins and the loins sackcloth. A general lamentation on all the housetops of Moab and in its streets. I have broken Moab like a vessel in which is no pleasure, says the Lord. They shall wail. How she is broken down. How Moab has turned her back with shame. or Moab shall be a derision. So Moab shall be a derision and a dismay to all those about us. But thus says the Lord. Behold, one shall fly like an eagle and spread his wings over Moab. Kiriath is taken, and the strongholds are surprised. The mighty men's hearts in Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birthday. And Moab shall be destroyed as a people because he exalted himself against the Lord. Fear the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitants of Moab, says the Lord. He who flees from the fear shall fall into the pit. And he who gets out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For upon Moab, upon it, I will bring the year of their punishment, says the Lord. Those who fled to it under the shadow of Ashbon because of exhaustion. But a fire shall come out of Ashbon, a flame from the midst of Shechem, and shall devour the grove of Moab. The crown of the head of the sons of Kemosh. What are you and Moab? The people of Kishmash perish, for your sons have been taken captive, and your daughters captive. Yet I will bring back the captives of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. And this is what it says. Jeremiah 48:42. Moab shall be destroyed as a people because he exalted himself against the Lord. Pride. And what Dr. Stanley tells us is God always judges pride. Always whether he finds the arrogance and pride in the heart of an angel, Satan, a man, Nebuchadnezzar, or a nation, Moab, he will always judge it. He has no rival. So I say this, the prideful. You have to be careful. If you put yourself on pedals and make yourself above God, you better understand one thing. God is in charge. And we who have been given assignments, we better preach the word of God. We got to be ready in season and out of season. We got to be ready to preach the word. Not our word, but God's word. God's word preaches itself. You don't have to add to it and you don't have to take from it. It's already there. God is telling us that pride, that you will fall when you are too prideful to understand that God is in charge. Satan fell because of pride. Dr. Sales says Nebuchadnezzar, as we will see as we continue, fail because of pride. Don't play with God. Don't play with God. Don't play church. God sees your heart. He knows who you are. He knows everything about you. He knows your messy self. He knows your absolutely awesome self. He knows everything. None of us are perfect. We all strive to love God and to love Him with our whole heart. Not a half a heart, but a whole heart. You got to love God because He loves us. And He loves us enough to bring us into this world. He loves us enough to be with us always and never forsake us or leave us. All we have to do is have faith. Mustard seed faith will grow a tree. Come on. Let's keep it moving. Psalms 119, verses 113 to 120, are from our theologians, 119th Psalm, chapter, verses 113 to 120. To me, I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Come on now. I read it again. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live. I do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be saved, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimony. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment. You better walk afraid of God. He don't play. God does not play. I got to go back to verse 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. I hope in the word of God. I trust in the word of God. I believe in the word of God. That's why I read the word of God. And this word, Proverbs 28:5, is right now. It's today. It's a yesterday. It's a today. And it will probably be a tomorrow word. And we got to understand it. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Proverbs 28:5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Keep that in your arsenal. As the word of God tells us, watch as well as pray. We got to be watching, and we got to be praying, because evil men are out there doing evil things to good people. But understand, they will get there. Don't ever think that folks who do you wrong, God already told you, vengeance is mine. You go on about your life, shake it off, give it to God, and keep on moving forward. Don't look back on who hurt you. Don't look back on who talked about you. Don't look back on those that tried to persecute you. God's got them covered. You don't have to do anything but keep moving forward. Keep trusting in the Lord. Keep loving God. Keep loving. Love is the key to everything. Because God is love. Jesus gave us commandments to do what? Love the Lord our God. And then he gave us a second commandment. That was like it. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love. Or Trump, hatred, and evil everything. Watch God work in your life. Let him show you love. True love. Not the fake and phony kind, but true love. Because God is love. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And I title word for this morning, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Whatever God has told you to do, just do it. For I am ready, being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul is knowing he's about to die. He's in Rome. He's alone. And he's talking to his son, Timothy. And we're talking to his spiritual son, Timothy. And he wants them to be prepared. He wants them to be ready. Because he wants him to do, to walk in the calling that God has given him. He loves Timothy as his son. He knows that if through Timothy he can keep the ministry flowing. And then hopefully Timothy will keep giving it to someone else, and then someone else, and someone else, and someone else, and someone else will preach the word in and out of season, so that by the time we're in today, it has been spread across the globe. I thank God for social media, because the word of God can go forth even with all the other stuff. The word is out there in the atmosphere, and somebody is going to catch it and listen and hear it and allow it to touch their heart. So I thank all of you that listen. Those that listen live, those that listen later, those that listen on social media, I thank God for each and every one of you. Keep spreading this word. God's word is important. And you all preach. You all are teachers. You all are out there doing something for the Lord. Keep it up. The more word we can get out, the better our planet will be. Hallelujah. And I go one more time to the 6th of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearance. I believe, hallelujah, that my father-in-law fought the good fight. I believe that my husband fought the good fight. I believe that Pastor Paul, who was a pastor, who we loved at our church. He was the pastor. He was one of the founders of our church. Our senior pastor was his wife, and they founded our church. And I'm grateful to Pastor Paul, because he would always say, "You're my favorite," to every child in the church, to every child of stature. Pastor Paul called him to be his favorite. But Pastor Paul fought the good fight. He finished the race, and he kept the faith. We all have got to fight the fight. We got to fight the good fight. We have to finish the race, and we have to keep the faith. Faith, that's something that things hope for and the evidence of things not seen. We've got to keep the faith. And as the word of God continues, and it says, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but so to all who have loved his appearance. We all have this opportunity for our crown of righteousness. Be diligent to come to me quickly. Now Paul is saying, come to me. I'm lonely. I am here in prison, and I'm going to die. He gave this letter to let us know. My time is almost up. Come to me quickly. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed for us. Thessalonica, Christians for Galatia, Titus for Demetria. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Tychicus, I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas. When you come, and the books, especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his work. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of one Cyprus, the greatest state in Corinth, but trapped some of us. I have left and melted it. Do your utmost to come before women. Eubulus greets you, as well as Prudence, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Paul the fight. And he wanted the best for each and every one of us. He wanted the word of God to go forth. And it is. Paul loved the Lord. And every letter, if you ever go back and look, he ends with grace be with you. Amen. Grace be with you. Amen. And we want grace to be with each and every one of you today. Whatever your calling is, preach the word. Be ready. In and out of season. You never know who you may evangelize to. You never know who you may speak a word to that may save their life. You don't know what God has planned for you. And as we continue in this word this morning, in 2 Timothy 4:3, these are life lessons, and we'll come back to the last thing for today. It will be a life question from our word today. And it says this: they will not endure such doctrine, but will heap up for themselves teachers. This verse sounds a great deal like our own age. Come on, Dr. Stanley, you better preach. Doesn't it? Yes, it does. We live in a time of designer doctrine. Come on now. When people pick and choose what to believe based on their desire and preferences, but it's worthless pursuit. We got to stand on God's word, not on the, I call it the word du jour, the word of the day. We cannot stand on God's, we got to stand on God's word, not the word of the day. Oh, well, you know, everybody should be able to live the way they want to live. Love the way they want to love. Okay, sure. But what does the word of God say? Everything that the word of God has said that would happen is happening in our generation. It's happening now. Everything. Everything. What we read on yesterday, what we are seeing today, all you have to do is turn on the news, get your phone. People are so stuck in these phones that you cannot even have a conversation with children, because even children have phones and their face is glued to it, to their iPads, to their phones, to their little Kindles, whatever they got that has social media or something on it, that's where their faces are glued. And if they're television watchers, they glue the things they don't need to be watching. And in this season, all this nasty, evil mess out. I was listening to an article today, well, actually it was earlier last week, where it talked about, Friday actually, the most requested and worn costume for this year was people dressed up like Jeffrey Dahmer. I want you to think that, think about that as we go back into our work. The most
dressed up costume for this Halloween evil season was Jeffrey Dahmer, a cannibalistic murderer. Think that there's some sick demonic activity going on in this world. And understand, today is a high day for demonic activity. That's why you've got to be in prayer all day. All day. Today and tomorrow. Pray like you have never prayed before. For your loved ones. For our planet. Because the enemy is busy. As we pray against them, they are praying against us. Are you going to have more prayer to have more power? We got to pray. And the word of God tells us, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Paul faced many adversities in his fruitful ministry and successfully oppressed them. He kept to the same path of Christian discipleship for a long time and successfully completed his course. So can we. 2 Timothy 4:17, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me when everyone else abandons us. The Lord stands solidly at our side. When we feel absolutely spent, he gives us strength. When failure appears inevitable, he steps in and helps us to finish what he gave us to do. God has given us assignments to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Our season is coming. It's a season of power, as Israel said. It's a new season. And we got to go to work. It's time to go to work. It's about souls being saved from the clutches of that evil spirit called the devil. That angel that fell because of pride. So prideful he thought he could take over heaven. There's only one God. One Lord Jesus Christ. On Holy Spirit. And understand charge of everything. And this is a word for all of us today. Because we all have gone through. We all have been like Paul. Lonely, suffering, going through. And just Paul into a prison alone, where he felt deeply isolated. In the last months of his life, he gave us the wonderful secret of what to do in times of intense loneliness. First, he recognized the presence of God. He wrote that the Lord stood with him. Paul couldn't change his situation, but in that lonely, damp prison cell, he called to mind that one remained with him. Second, Paul dealt with loneliness by recalling how God faithfully strengthened him. The Lord supported Paul, infusing him with strength. The apostle knew that no one could take his life without God's permission. We often quote Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul said in a jail when he wrote that verse also. Third, Paul combated his feelings of loneliness by reminding himself that he had the awesome privilege of fulfilling God's promise for his life. What incredible encouragement that is to know we are part of God's provincial plan. Still in his loneliness, Paul treasured his friends. He wrote that only Luke remained with him and that he wanted Timothy and Mark to join him. He mentioned four people by name who comforted him. Eubulus, Prudence, Linus, and Claudia. We know nothing about those four people, only that they stuck with the Apostle Paul. That has to be one of the greatest compliments they could have been paid. Finally, Paul asked Timothy to bring some books with him, especially the parchment. These priceless documents were no doubt the Word of God. Knowing the Apostle Paul, we may assume that he hungered for copies of Scripture. In an hour of great loneliness, the word of God brings great confidence. Yes, it does. The Lord Jesus Christ felt totally alone as he faced his own death. The Bible says all the disciples were sick and in bliss. Matthew 26:56. On the cross he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. Jesus knows all about loneliness, yet he also knows the joy of being carried through the loneliness of times on the wings of faith, confident that the Father will never abandon one he loves. Jesus stands as the ultimate example of one who faced the perils of loneliness without losing heart. Don't lose heart. Be ready. Be ready to do your assignment. Be ready to evangelize. Be ready to preach. Be ready to teach. Be ready in and out of season. You never know who God will put in your path that needs salvation, that needs to know who God is. You just never know. And our word for this morning from our prayer book, our 365 days of prayer, lean in closer. He gives me grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6 ESV. Lord of my heart, I lean into you today. You meet me with the abundance of your mercy that is new every morning. You know exactly how I'm feeling right at this moment. You see the state I'm in. It's not a mystery to you. Thank you for your gracious grace that perfectly meets me where I am at, but doesn't leave me unchanged. Your strength becomes my own as I lean on your support. You hold me up when I would otherwise fall. Lord, would you breathe fresh into me today? I don't get it from wishful thinking or from weighing the facts. It only comes from you. Who can extinguish the light that you shine? As I rest in you today, I know you will give me all that I need. Fill me with your glorious light that renews me from the inside out. What you give, no one can take away. And the question for today, family, as we get ready to wrap up is, what do you need more of from the Lord today? What do you need more of from the Lord today? Keep God first in whatever it is you do, and watch God work and do a work in you. That's all I have for anyone needing to have a word or want to speak. Please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. A word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And from yesterday is this. The word for yesterday is good morning. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, he is he. Hallelujah. Right on point for yesterday and today. And our word for this morning is this. Good morning. When you pray, God listens. When you listen, God speaks. When you believe, God moves on your behalf. And I'm going to read that again. When you pray, when you listen, God speaks. When you believe, God moves on your behalf. Have a motivated Monday, family. And again, preach. Preach the word. Be ready in and out of season. Don't worry about what anybody says. Do what God says do. Because you all have an assignment to preach the word and to be ready in season and out of season.
Hey, Bridget.
7298, your line is open. Good morning, Sister Tracy. How are you this morning?
Fine.
Do you have a word from God this morning? I am blessed. Okay, does God put a word in your heart this morning that you would like to share? Okay, well, God bless you. God bless you. We are all here to give God's word. So I thank you for listening in. I appreciate you. And you keep singing for God.
Okay.
With that beautiful voice that God has given you. You keep singing for God. And watch God work in your life and the lives of others through you. Thank you, Sister Tracy. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say, I'm moving forward. All right. And I pray over you as you pray over me. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in Jesus' name. I pray over you. Have a great and wonderful day. And keep praying. Today is a day of power prayer. Pray and pray some more. Pray for your children. Pray for your family. Pray for the Lord to shine his light, so that the evil one has no place to hide. Keep God first in everything you do and watch him work in your life. It's time to go to work, family. Because who do we work for? We work for God. In and out of season, we're constantly at work, trusting the Lord and doing what God has for us to do. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you some more. Be blessed and be careful. Watch as well as pray. Because we know that that sneaky snake is out there slithering in. Keep your children safe. Keep your children safe. You can buy them candy yourself. You know, don't get caught up in the hype of the world. Get caught up in Jesus. And have a great day. It's a wrap.